Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Lamed Dalet. Halacha Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'oseh Tefilato Keva, Ein Tefilato Tachanunim. In order for a tefillah to be a tefillah that is filled with desire for closeness in terms of how one is making for his position, asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for grace, for concern, not thinking that he's going to deserve anything, all of that requires certainly throwing oneself into it, and not something that is just, I gotta do it, which is what keva means, although we're going to talk about other meanings of that word. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Hamahalech bimkom sakana. Somebody who's unable to throw himself into a tefillah with such kavana, a person like that does not say the foshman esrei, and instead what he does is he's mitpalel tefillah kitzara, he takes a very brief tefillah, such as a makom or sakana, he doesn't even say the short tefillah of Havinenu. And instead, he says, "Omer Hoshia Hashem et Amcha Sherit Yisrael b'chol parashat ha'ibur yiyu tzorcheihem lefanecha baruch atam Hashem shomea tefillah v'tachanunim." And so, he refers in a very strange way to all sort of a play on words, as we'll see in the Gemara. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should save Yisrael, and that word sherit is actually part of a pasuk, which is why we refer to it here. We're talking about Yeshua's sherit Yisrael, and Bechol Parashat Ha'ibur seems to mean any time of the month, which we'll take a look at. The word Tachanunim here at the end seems to be a throw-in because it does not appear in all the Yerushalmis, and it is not the way we paskin about this either. The Bavli doesn't have it at all. This Mishnah doesn't have it. Shmuel Eliezer Omer, Oseh Tefilato Keva, Ein Tefilato Tachanunim, said the Mishnah. Rabbi Abo B'Shem Rabbi Elazar says that a person can say the same tefillah every day. It doesn't mean he shouldn't say the same Shmona Esrei every day. It means he'll be avad shelo yei kikorei b'igeret. It shouldn't just be like reading something out of a book. And it should mean to him something that is real and that he can say with feeling. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Yossi says, no, actually you cannot say exactly the same thing just because you feel for it. You would really need to be mechadesh ba'davar. Tzrich lechadesh ba'davar b'chol yom. And every single day you'd have to say some new idea, some new bakasha, because otherwise, if it's a repetition, it's just keva. And Achitofel was so good that I am mitpaler shalosh tefilot chadashot b'chol yom. Achitofel went so far that he wasn't mechadash b'chol yom. He never said a tefillah that was the same as the tefillah before. So this, despite the fact that he was such a rasha later and so on, but this was his godless as the Rebbe and the even mentor of David HaMelech in certain ways. Omer Rebbe Zeira Kozman Davina Avid Kain. Every time that I tried to throw in something new, I ended up avitai. I ended up making a mistake and I lost my place and I ended up mixing up my tefillah. I think it makes more sense. It's best to follow what Rabbi Abo B'Shem Rabbi Lazar says. You don't have to mamish be mechadish something every single day. You be mechadish your feelings every single day. That's the point. So actually, the lashon of how we need to make a lashon of tachanunim, at least according to the way it's brought lahalacha, is that you're there like a person who is an oni, standing at a door, being mevakesh, not having any sense of entitlement, and desiring the type of connection to be looked at, and so on. Okay. In any event, continues Rabbi Elazar, Yamit Pelel Tefillah Chadasha B'chol Yom. He used to be mechadish in all of the brachot. He was mechadish a bakasha of that bracha. Whereas Rabbi Abo, I am avarech bracha chadasha b'chol yom. He only was mechadish in one bracha, and depending, you know, if someone was ill, he would talk about that. If he needed to pay off a bank loan, he would talk about that. And the bracha berkat hashanim, and so on and so forth. So he would focus on one particular inyan. Rabbi Yossi Tzadayana, this is Rabbi Yossi who came from Tzidon, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that lifnei tefilato hu omer Hashem svatai tevtach ufi agit tilatecha, ul'achar tefilato hu omer yiratzonim refi v'gani bilafanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. And Rabbi Yudan used to say both of these psukim before his tefillah, kumei tzulilate. Omedu mit palel. Now somebody who was saying Shmoneh Esrei, and he remembered that he had already said this Shmoneh Esrei. This is davening mincha. He realized, oh my gosh, I davened mincha before. What does he do? So Rav Omer Chote, he stops his tefillah right then and there, because basically he's not chayev, and this looks like he's making a bracha levatola. Now, obviously, you have a right to add a tefillah, which is a tefillat nedava. However, if you started a tefillah thinking it was a tefillas chova, you can't just arbitrarily say, okay, I might as well end it as a tefillat nedava. And therefore, Rav says, he stops. Shmuel Omer, you finish your tefillah. Eino chotech, whatever it is, you first finish it up. Shimon Bar Va b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, I understand what the problem is. V'levai shitalel adam kol hayom. Lama? She'ein tefillah mafsedet. Actually, this is something that we saw before, where the Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one who said that. So here Shimon Bar Va quotes that din of Rabbi Yochanan, that a person can never lose by saying a tefillah. And therefore, why should he stop in the middle? He can make this a tefillat nedava as well. Rabbi Zeira boy, komei Rabbi Yochanan. Let milta the Rabbi Yochanan amra. Isn't it that when Rabbi Yochanan said that, was in the case where it was safek nitpalel, safek lo nitpalel? So over there, fine. He says, I'll get palel, and he's saying, go and be mitpalel l'shem nedava, because you can't lose, right? Okay, so over there, that's what he says. But in a case where you're not sure here, and you're in the middle, you know that you actually daven, and then it's certainly a different kind of situation, because if I'm setting out l'chadchila l'shem nedava, fine. And that's why he said, ain't tefillah mafsedet, what can you lose, say another tefillah. But if you're trying to be yotze, a suffix, whether you have had been mitpalel or not, then I would say, says Rabbi Zeira, that Dafka Rabbi Yochanan would hold that you don't go back to say a tefillah, because since you cannot tell me that this is a tefillah nedava, so basically I have now a suffix about my tefillah and whether I'm making a brocha that is not meant to be made on a tefillah that was already said. Ata Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Abo came quoting actually Rabbi Yochanan himself saying, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that in a case of safek nitpalel, safek Palel," which is basically the way the Rabbi Zeira understood, not the way Rabbi Va understood. Rabbi Chanina, now the question is, what about Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina himself did not agree with this. Lo Amar Kain in Rabbi Yochanan, and he held Elabon Kame Rabbi Yochanan. When they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Safek Nitpalel, Safek Lo Nitpalel, he said, Amar Lon Velavai Shem Palam Kolayo, Lama Shem Tvilam said it. So apparently Rabbi Chanina himself apply the din of Rabbi Yochanan even to a case of suffix here. And therefore, it appears that Rabbi Yochanan himself did not agree with Rabbi Zeira. B'Shabbat. So what happens if a guy's davening on Shabbos and he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he just instead he said the normal Shmones? So v'shachach shel Shabbat v'yizkir shel Chol. And he's now remember. Oh my gosh, Shabbos is somewhere in the middle. What about there? So Rav Huna Amar itpalgun Rav Nachman bar Yaakov Rav Sheshet. There's a machlokas between Rav Nachman bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshet in this case. I don't remember who said what, but I remember that Chad Amar chotechet ha-bracha, wherever you are, you stop. Even in the middle of the bracha. And achrona amar gomerta bracha. You first finish the bracha of chol. Because as it says in the Gemara in the Bavli, that look, there's no reason why you couldn't say all of Shmona Es, right? And then just mention, you know, like a Yalav Yavo kind of thing about Shabbos. The only reason that we don't do this is because it's a tirka to say shochol. But certainly, if you said shochol, then why should you stop in the middle? Now, hakol modim, that if you're in the middle of chonen had Da'at, that over there he certainly should be gomra. You should be mesayim it, and only then begin the brach of whatever tefillah it was of Shabbat that he's in, which is basically what Rebbe pointed out, as we saw earlier, Vatak Rabbi. The Rebbe Omer, I cannot believe that the Chachomi went out and were mevato chonin ha-da'at b'Shabbat, im ein de'a menayin tefillah. If a person has no da'at, he wouldn't even be able to daven. So what's the sense of being mevato chonin ha-da'at? Therefore, certainly, if you started chonin ha-da'at, you should be mesayim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Gedolai Yadeya, shehim emutza'at ben shtei askarot, the word da'at comes between two mentions of the Shem Hashem. Shenemar ki el de'ot Hashem. So that you have kel and Hashem on either side. Eat the boy mashme'ina min hara. There's always others who want to bring it from here. Az tavin yirat Hashem udat elokim timtza. So here too you have Hashem, Elokim. Elohim. Okay, then the Mishnah continues. It says, look, if you're in a place where it's in Sukkah, you can't concentrate. So then you should say this Tefillah Ktzara. What defines a place of Sakana? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Fina says, look, when you're on the road, you always say a Tefillah Ktzara. Because it's kol ha-derachim or becheskat Sakana. Rabbi Yanai, k'adim nafik l'achsanya, when he used to go to the place where the army was camped out, I am a faked go betei, I always left the last will and testament. Because you never know what's going to happen to you. Rabbi Mona, when Rabbi Mona would go into one of those public bathhouses that worked the way the Roman bathhouses did, where they lit an actual fire right beneath the water, not that they pumped in the water from a boiler. So Avi Mafkid Gilbete, he also used to leave a last will and testament, and he would tell them, look, I don't know if I'm going to be back. Rabbi Chanina, Breda Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that anyone who is ill is Becheskat Sakana, and it's a good thing to prepare a will. Okay, then this Tefillah Ktzara is a very strange tefillah. What exactly? Get into the words of this. So Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Asa says the meaning is, in other words, Hoshia Hashem et Amcha Asherit Yisrael B'chol Shapar Parshat HaIbur. Ibur means Lashon of Over, meaning the whole parsha that the Shliach Tzibur was going to say, whatever it is, you know, let you figure it out. So the Tovei Atzorchei Amcha L'fanecha, that's what I'm asking you for. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Menachem from the town of Degala, Zeh She'over Lifnei HaTeva, when you're telling somebody to go and to be a chazan with the tzibur, Ein Omrim Lo Bo V'Hitpalel. You don't say Bo, you say to Davin, which is Mashman, we know exactly what you're going to say. You say Bo Krav, come over here and Krav, get close. Now Krav, of course, has multiple meanings, because then it would mean just like this. You see here that we search for multiple meanings here too. We say Asay Korbanenu. Since Tefillah is the equivalent of a korban, you bring the korban, you know? And Asay Tzurachenu, Asay Mulchamotenu, Payez Ba'adenu. This Lashon of Korav is korban and kirva and krav in terms of a war and krav in terms of being mefayez. So every Lashon is kedai to point out that this is what he is expected to do. And that's how we look at our tefillah. Others say the meaning of a chol parshat ha'ibur and this whole tefillah starting is like this. Basically, the way we say it is not with these remuzim, with the parshat ha'ibur, whatever the shliach tzibur we say. We say it straight out. We said, look, there's tons of stuff that we need. It's very difficult for us to rapidly say over what it is that we need. May you give to every one of your creations its needs. And to each individual body, whatever that body needs. That actually we paskin like the Acherim, and therefore we should say not the Nusach in the Braita, but the Nusach in, not the Nusach in the Mishnah, but the Nusach here in the Braita. Rav Chista Omar, that if you're saying a Tefillah Ktzara, then you first say the Shalosh Brachot Rishonot, and then the Shalosh Acharonot. That way you basically have all three Brachot. So this apparently, the Bavli is going to Madyomer holds that the Tefillah Ktzara means Avinenu. As we see, the Avinenu means the Tefillah Ktzara always requires the first brachas and the last brachas. It becomes a tefillah sheva, essentially. Whereas tefillah ketzara is dafka, a whole different idea, and is set in place of a whole thing. So Rav Chisna apparently holds that a tefillah ketzara is also just a briefer replacement for Shmona Esrei. So it's a type of Mayan Shmona Esrei, according to which it would require shalosh p'tichot and the shalosh achronot. There is a Tana who says that mitpalel, first he has to mitpalel, and then afterwards, acharkach tovei atzerachav. So the language over here is first you should say the Tefillah HaAmidah, and then ask for your personal needs. But you should not just start off davening. So therefore, you should first say Shmoneh Esrei that has the ideas of the godless Hashem and the Yavis in the beginning and the thanking Hashem at the end, and then talk about your personal needs. V'itanoitane, there are others who say that actually, a person should declare his own personal needs. In that way, he's able to present the overall tzrochim of the word, of the worlds. And this man diomer mitpah, what's it based on? Man diomer mitvaleo. And then to v'etzrochav, he understands the meaning of the pasuk v'lala ani ki ha'tov l'fnei Hashem yishbach sicho, is the first tefillah is before he's shofeach sicho. And then shofeach sicho is his personal siach, his personal need. Uman damar to v'etzrochav ha'kach mitvaleo, he brings it from another pasuk where Shlomo mentions lishmoa el harina, and only afterwards ve'el hatfilah, v'charkach el hatfilah. So that means that the way in which the person is being meranein is before the tefillah. That tefillah is the tefillah that we always say. The harina is the personal song. Divrei chachamim are like Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rav Chuna, that yachid is tovea tzerachav b'shomea tefillah. And according to this, it's basically in the middle, not before and not after. So if you say neshomea tefillah, that would be just at the right point. Rabbi Abba, it's necessary to choose a place like a Beit HaKnesset and not to daven at home. We'll see more about this later. Matam, why do we say this? It doesn't say doesn't matter where you are, you can mention me any place and I'll be there, which is what you would think, you know, God would say, anywhere that you look for me I shall be there. No, it says which is a makom where I give rishus to be maskir, the shame I'm a furish, and that's reference to Beis HaMikdash, and only over there avoy lecha uverachticha. So we're comparing that din to the Beit HaKnesset, since the Beit HaKnesset today is a Mikdash Ma'at, so therefore it's as close as we can get to the idea of askir Shmi. Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanina, tzarich adam liyached lo makom beBeit HaKnesset. More than that, you also have to be in a specific place, which is your place, even though it's in the same shul. Matam, why do we say that it has to be more than b'chol ha'makom asher askir? Because it says vayhi David ba ad harosh asher yishtachavah sham le'elohim. So it doesn't say over here that it was one time that he was mishtachavah. It says asher yishtachavah sham le'elohim. It's not where he had once in mitalel, it's where he always davens. Apparently he was kovei ha'makom l'tefilato. Reb Chelbo, who came from Taiba, and Beshem, Rav Avudimi Dimin Chaifa, Tzorich Adam La'asif Benav Lakotel Uzbala. When a person is davening, he should be standing in the middle of the room, should be standing near a wall and be facing a wall. Matam, where do we get that from? Actually, it's learned from when Chizkiah was ill, and he got the horrible news from Yeshayahu that he was going to die and he was never going to recover. So it says over there that he turned right away to the wall. La'asif Chizkiah Benav Lakir, and there Ve'yit Palil El Hashem. Apparently, you have to face the wall. Then it says, Vayasev Chizkiyo Panavalag Hakir. Hakir means the wall. I mean, you know, some people say cynically, yes, when they daven, and I davened at the wall. And then you ask, why? You were at the Kotel? No. I was at the Hakir. So what is the Kir that you're talking about over here in terms of Chizkiyahu? The Ezekir Nasaina. So is there some particular place? Then a wall to which you turn. So Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Somer Omer, it means Bikira Shel Rachav Nasaina Kibeta Bikir HaChoma. Basically, he turned to Rachav, and Rachav had brought the Meraglim into her home. And then when they came to search for her, she hid them, and so on and so forth. So basically, Chizkiyahu was thinking about Rachav when he was mispal, and what he said was, Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, Rachav hazona, shtei nefashot hitzila lecha, ra'ei kam nefashot hitzalta lecha. Because she saved, just those two meraglim, you saved her whole family. And therefore, that's what it says, adu d'chtiv, and first, before we actually hear what he finished up with, we just want to make sure that the reader understands what it is that Chizkiyahu was referring to. So adu d'chtiv, this is not something Rebbe's just said. It's something that we're explaining as an aside. So Hadu Dichtiva Yavoa and Ariyam Miraglim and Vayotziu et Rocha Vatavia Vatima Vatachea Vat Kalashela Vit Kol Mishpachotel Hotziu. Otani Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, when it says it Kol Mishpachotel Hotziu, does it say Kol Mishpachta? See, Afilo Ayuba Mishpachta. Matayim Anashim, and they went ahead and they married in order to be saved. Dochuba Dafkuba Matayim Mishpachot of other families. All of them were saved bischuta. You see that a person has such chuzik v'matzel. God knows how many thousands of people. Now this is continuing the tefillah of Chizkiyahu. So he continued to say, if Rachav was zochet to that, because of where she came from. Avutai and Kudavna Malach Shlomo Amalach Shekirvu L'chakola Gerima Elu. In the days of the grandeur of David and so on. So there were 150,000, it says. And so Allah kama deserve to be saved. This is the based on the understanding of the pasuk and the building of the Beis Hamikdash of the servants that were carrying things for Shlomo. So we understand those to be a reference to Gerim. Rabbi Chinana bar Papa Omar. The kir was not the kir of Rachav, for heaven's sakes. It was the kir of the Beit Hamikdash. The kirot Beit Hamikdash nasaida. Where do we see that there's the use of the word kir in terms of the Mikdash, like there is by Rachav, because it says, "Betitam sipam et sipi umizuzotam et umizuzati v'akir v'niu v'nehem." So as Yecheskel says, that they were building, these kings were building their own homes right next to the wall of the Beit HaMikdash, using the same wall. And only the wall of the Beit HaMikdash separated between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home and their homes. It turned it into a row house. B'nei Adam Gidolim Ayu, which is why they were able to build there. V'lo Ayu Yecholim La'alot to Leitpalel B'Beit HaMikdash B'chol Sha'a. Ayu Nitpalelim B'toch Bateyem. That they used to dub next to the Beit HaMikdash because they were too busy to come in all the time into the Beit HaMikdash. I feel, wow, you can't get any closer than this, you know. It's like moving to the Rova, being right next to the Kotel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ale Aleihem Kilu Mitpalelim B'Beit HaMikdash. And that's what it says, V'akir V'nu V'neihem Avotai. This furthermore, he said, okay, if that's the way that they were Zohar Avotai, meaning David, Shlomo HaMelech, Shatzulachat Kol HaShevach HaZeh, they were the one who built the Beit HaMikdash in the first place. Alachat Kamav V'Kamav. That, and that's chus, my tefillot, should be accepted even though I'm davening in my own house and not in the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Omar, he was referring to the kir of the Shunamit Nasainav. Over there it says that when she wanted to make a beautiful place for Elisha, so what she said was to her husband, Na'as and Nir Aliyat Kir Kitana. So Chizkiya said, Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam HaShunamit Kir Achat Asta LeElisha. All she did was make Elisha a tiny room, so she had to add on a wall. And because of that, Yom HaChayim Meitim and Echiyitat Bina. So Avotai, David and Shlomo did a heck of a lot more than that. All of this building at the base of Mikdash. Oh, so Lachat Kol HaShevach HaZeh Alachat Kama V'Kama Shetitein Li Nafshi. So basically, she is asking, so to speak, for my soul in this verse. So Ribono Shel Olam, said Chizkiya, HaShunamit Kirachat Asta LeElisha V'Echiyitat Bina. Avotai shasu lecha et kol hashevach hazeh al achat kama vekama shedetein li nafshi. For Rabbanan Amre, bekirot libo nasai nafus, to the own innards of his own heart. May I ochila, kirot libi omeli. You see that lashon appears to Gabi the lave itself. So in the sense of the lave being his internal self, his tefillah consisted of saying, Amar lefanav, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Chizarti al matayim v'arba'im v'shmoneh evarim shenatata bi. I've been working out my insides. There are 248 different organs that you've given me. V'lo matzati sheich asticha b'achat mehem. I haven't found that I did anything to get you angry with any of them. And therefore, al achat kama v'kama tinaten li nafshi. Therefore, you should give me for my ramach evarim. You give me my nefesh. Question is, what are the words of halachat kama v'kama? Because there's no kal v'chomer here. So some indeed say that it doesn't belong here, and that it sort of got thrown in. But others say halachat kama v'kama, that listen, even if two or three organs I would have sinned, I mean, it wouldn't have been the end. You know, I didn't sin with anything, so halachat kama v'kama, that I don't deserve to die.